never say yes and believe me. I'll never leave you lonely. Yes is all you need to say. Yes is all you need to say.
To Say is the song from a Nat Adderley song called Never Say Yes, but the new album is called Say Yes, and that's new from LaTanya Hall with Andy Milne at the piano and the producer, and they're together with me on WBGO. So why say yes?
Well, it was kind of my motto these days to say yes to a lot of new things, and also I sort of use that song as a training manual for men, as I always say when I do that tune, because the lyrics talk about never say yes to a woman who's, you know, trying to come on to you, but say yes to your dreams and say yes to all the wonderful things that can come into your life.
So, Andy, did you know you were being trained?
Me? You mean in that sense of that playing that tune subconsciously giving me messages?
Yeah.
No, I sort of learned about that as she started to tell that story on shows, where I was like, okay, I see what's happening. At that point, it was a little late.
Did you meet playing music?
We did. Yeah. We met on a gig in 2005.
Yeah.
Working with the poet Sekou Sundiata and the Black Rock Coalition.
You do everything. You amaze me. LaTanya is one of the most active backup singers. I mean, and you're with Steely Dan for years.
Yeah.
Usher, I remember.
Never Usher, but did Diana Ross. I did Bobby McFerrin for many years. I did Rob Thomas from Matchbox 20. I started out with Harry Belafonte.
I remember that.
Back
you're
in
talking
the
about
day.
That.
Yeah.
How does it affect you as a singer with your own personality to have to then, when you're on this gig, it's not like you have to squish out your personality, but your singing is in service to the personality of the person who's the star.
Yeah, it's interesting. Being a backup singer is truly an art form, and there are many fantastic singers who are not very good backup singers, because it really requires you to sort of mutate your sound, as you said, in service of the artist that you're working for. But I find I love the precision of it. I love the almost the science behind being a backup singer. I love being able to match my tone to another singer, to breathe the same way they do, to phrase the same way they do. It's an interesting musical exercise, and I think it makes me stronger as a solo singer.
It's fascinated me when I listen to you and Carolyn Lenhart and Kat Russell, who I call you all the Steely Girls, even though it's we can't because of copyright or something. But when I listen to the three of you, each of you individually is wonderful. And you come together with the sound, mixing it in with the voice of Donald Fagen. And you all each individually sing better than Donald. But Donald is the character of the vocal.
Absolutely.
And it's amazing how it all comes together in these voices singing these very surreal lyrics.
Yeah.
And it must be fun, more than most gigs, to do the Steely Dan tours.
It's the greatest gig. It's just the greatest gig, because as far as background vocals go, what we get to sing is incredibly complex. Both harmonically and in terms of the phrasing. So it's a great challenge to do it, but just the music is just so dang good. It's just it's a joy for us to get on stage every night and to play this music, and we find some new nuance to sort of finesse every night that makes it brand new for us.
And lyrics that make absolutely no sense, but somehow they're green earrings. I remember the rings of rare design. I remember that look in your eye. I don't mind.
Listen, sitting down and having a conversation with Donald sometimes about what those lyrics mean, it's fascinating. It really is. His mind is quite brilliant. He and Walter were quite brilliant.
You're wonderful, and the two of you together wonderfully here. Thank you. And you're going to be at Birdland this week on Thursday, and then you're going to go to the Side Door in Connecticut on Friday, and on the 17th, that's Sunday, you'll be at the Homesdale Festival.
Yes, the Homesdale Jazz Festival in Pennsylvania.
And in the meantime, you're in Newark. So so let's have a song from this album. It's called Say Yes. LaTanya Hall with Andy Milne. He's at the piano. He's the arranger. He's the producer. He's the other half. Oh, wait, what is it? He's the creative genius and partner in crime, according to the notes on the album. Let's have a song. You crisscrossed a couple of jazz classics.
Yeah, we took a Thelonious Monk song that was originally an instrumental. Lyrics were later written and added by John Hendricks, and we combined it with a Dizzy Gillespie tune.
Con Alma with
Con
Soul.
Alma, yes.
The soul of LaTanya Hall.
Softer than silk, and as warm as warm milk, light as air, and able to fly. Blossoms no bliss while they're waiting for her kiss. Bananica, my butterfly. Fluttering one, fair and bright as the sun, light as wind embracing the sky. Colorful wings, soft and gaily painted things, Bananica, my butterfly. Like the lovely flowers, I wait for hours just to feel that touch that I love so much. One day she'll flutter by, and I'll hold out my hand and capture my butterfly. Delicate things, such as butterfly wings, poets can't describe, though they try. Love played a tune while she stepped from her cocoon. Bananica, my lovely, lovely little butterfly. Thank you.
What's On Your Home, and Andy Milne, together, at and on WBGO. And that's one of the songs on the new album called Say Yes, one of the songs you'll be doing at Birdland this Thursday, upcoming. Downstairs or upstairs?
Downstairs.
Downstairs.
In the Birdland Theater. Theater.
Mm-hmm. In the theater. If it isn't evident, she and I have known each other for 20 years. I don't know.
At least 20 years.
Something like that. Mm-hmm. When I first met you, you were playing Lena Horne.
Correct.
In the off-Broadway workshop.
Yes.
Of the musical that then ended.
As happens with many Broadway workshops, it never made it beyond the workshop phase.
So this is somewhat parallel to what I was asking about being a backup singer. Now you're learning, you're being a famous singer who you have to imitate without actually imitating.
I mean,
you're trying to be Lena Horne as opposed to sing like Lena Horne.
Exactly.
Or something to that effect.
Well, yeah, I think, you know, what I tried to do was embody her essence. I didn't want to do like a karaoke imitation of
right.
who she was, but her story was so incredibly powerful, painful, inspirational that I wanted to be able to bring that to the character when I played it.
You played the young Lena, and Leslie Uggams
yes.
played the old and angry
yes.
Lena. And I met the old and angry Lena, and she was wonderful, but she was angry.
Yeah.
And you were playing how she got angry.
How she got angry, yeah.
Basically was all the things that she went through when she was coming up.
Yes.
Especially in Hollywood and racism and all that was happening out there. It was insane.
Oh, yeah.
It was insane. So is she someone who then, because of this, influenced how you sing at all?
Does she influence how
yeah.
you sing? Certainly. I mean, there are so many great vocalists that I listened to growing up that influenced the way I sing. But I think in another way in which she influences me was just the way that she carried herself, where despite all the things that happened to her, she still had a level of grace that I think is sometimes missing today in her artistry. And I try to carry that into what I do.
Grace, glamour.
Yes, absolutely.
And always herself.
Yep.
And who else? Who else were you listening to that inspired
oh my God.
You?
Well, my father was a jazz pianist, so and my mother was a singer, so I grew up with a lot of music in the house. But Nancy Wilson, Carmen McRae. Nancy Wilson was my father's favorite singer, so he played her a lot. And when I started to sing, he was like, this is who you need to be listening to. But Carmen McRae, Betty Carter, Nat King Cole, Arthur Prysock. I mean, all of these.
Wow, really?
Yeah,
really?
That was another one of
so
my
So what did you get from
favorite.
Arthur Prysock?
His sense of phrasing. You know, I thought he had a very interesting way of phrasing and that really contributed to me understanding the words of what it was he was saying. So I think I've taken an element of that into what I do because I'm all about the lyrics and all about the words making sense. And our job is to be a storyteller.
So there are moments that come when you're singing behind Steely Dan where you're thinking, what would Arthur Prysock make of this?
It's probably quite not that literal a jump, but
something, to that
but something along those lines, yes.
All right, how do people can get this album? How can they get this album?
It's going to be available everywhere as of November 8th. So it'll be on the streaming services. You can get it through Amazon.
So iTunes. It's available now.
Yes.
Yes, yes. And you'll be celebrating actually this Thursday.
Yes.
At the Birdland and available at the gigs always. That's
yes.
That's the whole thing for singers nowadays. You have to show up to sell your
with
records.
With a case of CDs that hopefully you won't be carrying home.
That's right. Let's play something from the CD. Tell me about Poor Butterfly because I think you do this. It's a great song, and it's got a story to it, and the story is the same as the opera, really.
Yeah.
And you really do this almost, it seems to me, like a one-act play.
Well, it's interesting because it was written in 1916 by Raymond Hubble, and it is the story of Madame Butterfly. And, I mean, for those of you who are opera aficionados or understand what that story is about, it's incredibly tragic. And when I read through the words, My initial reaction was, this is a sort of a cute rendition when I looked at the original sheet music and how it was composed of this particular story. But then once I started to peel away the layers of the onion, I realized the tragedy in it. And I wanted to be able to convey that when I sung the song so that you understood what this young woman was going through and this the pain of this love she experienced.
And Andy, do you try to get Un Bel Di Vedremo into your accompaniment?
I get swept up with what LaTanya is singing about, and she gives me latitude to sort of reinterpret maybe what the original composer intended necessarily, because I focus more on that moment and the moment and the pauses and the sort of pushes and the pulls. And so that, you know, and then I'm listening to the story as she's telling it.
Here's that moment from Say Yes. Here's LaTanya Hall. Say Yes is the new album from LaTanya Hall with Andy Milne at the piano. He's the arranger. And John Hebert is on the bass.
Yes.
And Clarence Penn is on the drums.
Yeah, and guest appearances by Michael Linhart on trumpet.
Who works with you and Steely Dan. Steely. Mm-hmm. Isn't he an arranger for Steely Dan quite often?
He does. He does a lot of the horn arrangements. When we bring in new tunes to try, Michael does a lot of the charts for us.
So I have to ask what I think of as the Cleo and Johnny question, because I first asked Cleo Lane and Johnny Dankworth. And I've asked every couple that I've ever interviewed like this, a singer and the cat who's playing with the singer. And do you ever have these moments when one of you wakes the other up at 4 a.m. and says, "Honey, it's B flat," and then and then you go back to sleep and try to remember what that means when you wake up?
I don't know if it's ever happened in that sequence, but I think sometimes I've been in a different location and been working on the music, or when I was working on the CD at one point, I know I would have to make a mental note, like, I need to talk to her about this little moment. We got to get this, you know. But I don't know if I've ever had that, like, just lying vertical and going, excuse me, I have to tell you something rapidly. I don't know if that's in that sequence. It's a lovely image, but I don't know if I've ever pulled that off.
Okay.
But some couples, I guess, would, you know.
I mean, you work together, so you're in your life. So you're having breakfast, and you're talking about, you know, the turnaround on some Gershwin song. You know,
it's yeah, yeah. If you couch it like that over breakfast, I could see that happening. I cherish the sleep, though. That's the thing. I cherish the sleep.
He sleeps like a log.
Oh, okay.
No waking him up.
Tell me about the. Well, let's have something. Are you going to do the Pablo Neruda when you sing every time?
No, I wasn't going to do the poem today. I'm going to leave that as a little surprise for those who get the record.
Well, she does that. Instead of the Cole Porter verse, you do, in effect, a Paolo Neruda verse to the song.
Yeah.
Let's have that song.
Every time we say goodbye, I die a little. Every time we say goodbye, I wonder why a little. Why the gods above me, who must be in the know. Things so little of me, they allow you to go. When you're near, there's such an air of spring about it. I can hear a lark somewhere begin to sing about it. There's no love song finer, but how strange the change from major to minor. Every time we say goodbye,
beautiful. On WBGO, that's a Cole Porter song, and that's LaTanya Hall with Andy Milne at the piano on WBGO. LaTanya, I've known a long time. We've actually performed together in a show that played at NJ Pack, and Andy, that's when I met Andy.
That's right.
It was at the show, before
I
the
that,
show.
Yeah.
And then I emceed at the Yamaha Salon. And you were wonderful playing those amazing pianos they have.
Oh, yeah. It's a bit of a dream over there.
Now, on our piano, we have an excellent piano.
Yeah.
And you prepared it. I could tell.
Yes.
What did you do? You put something in on the strings.
Just a little light, wood, a tree from outside in the park.
Yeah.
You know,
okay.
Just to have a little otherworldly character.
Well, you bring out the fact that it's a percussion instrument, a piano is.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. There's a lot of ways in which you can play this instrument, and I like to sort of explore a lot of those. Sometimes the music doesn't always lend itself. I mean, that particular piece, I think, did. But, you know, other times, I leave it to the drummer.
Andy won the Juno Award last year, right?
I did, yeah, thank you.
That's the Canadian Grammy. You're a Canadian.
I am.
From where?
I grew up around Toronto.
Okay, yeah. Okay. And are you teaching up there or close there?
Well, now I'm teaching close to Canada. I'm teaching at the University of Michigan, so it's
okay.
Sort of
back and forth.
It's pretty close to Canada, though.
So you're teaching, and LaTanya's on the road.
And also teaching at Oberlin.
That's right, in Ohio.
Yes.
And somehow, every once in a while, you're in the same place.
Occasionally.
They'll be at the same place at Birdland on Thursday. And in the meantime, since I have you at the piano, would you play something, please, for me? Just play something. Anything.
Anything?
Play a song.
Just play a song?
Play a song. I want it, because what you play is part of the fun of it.
It's part of the fun. Okay. Here's some fun.
Cool. Andy Milne on Green Dolphin Street, or somewhere to that effect.
Yeah,
just on WBGO. We're in the performance studio, and Andy is playing with LaTanya Hall, and we're talking about the new album. The new album is called Say Yes, and they'll be at the Birdland Theater on the Thursday. Tell me about the fiddle and the drum, because this is a song I didn't know. It's a Joni Mitchell song.
Yeah, it's a Joni Mitchell tune. And I was actually just like surfing through YouTube and it found a video of her singing the song. And I'm a Joni nut and I had never heard it before. And I kind of started doing some research into the tune. It was written in 1968 as sort of a protest against the Vietnam War. And when I read through the lyrics, it was just, it's still a very relevant tune. And then I realized that really nobody has done a remake of this song. And I wanted to give it a shot. I wanted, one, because I love Joni and I wanted to pay homage to her as an amazing storyteller and writer. And also, too, because I think the message is needed today.
Let's have it. On WBGO.
And so once again, oh America, my friend. And so once again, you are fighting a song. And when we ask you why, raise your sticks and cry and weave all.
LaTanya Hall sings Joni Mitchell on the new album called Say Yes. LaTanya Hall is with me. Andy Milne is with me on the WBGO. How do you keep it all straight? The work as a backup singer. That's, I've known you all these years, but I've never asked. Is there like an agency for backup singers, and they call you up, or what? You have an agent of some sort?
No, I mean most of it's word of mouth. It's a small community. We all know each other, and through different instrumentalists and other singers that I've met, you know, people have said, oh, we need another backup singer, try this person. I do it as well. When somebody's looking for a backup singer, I have a Rolodex of names that tells you how old I am, a Rolodex. I have a large collection of names of other singers that I recommend to do this. I think the only one I actually auditioned for, which was an open call, was Diana Ross.
Okay. And you know, the twist about that is you're singing fragments of songs, in effect.
Yeah.
I saw Gladys Knight one year, and she brought out the Pips, and then she walked off stage, and they just sang, woo, 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 and Midnight Train on the Midnight. And that's all they sang was their backup part. And the lead was gone.
But know what's funny? That's the thing that the audience knows the most, right?
Yeah.
It's usually the hook of the tune.
Yeah.
The backup part is the thing that the audiences are singing along with the most.
There you go. It's all in the hook. Let's have you sing one more. And I was telling you, I didn't look at what you were singing on the album. It's a very jazz album for real. For of all these things that you've done, this is a commitment to being a jazz singer,
yeah.
This album.
Yeah.
You do not just Cole Porter, you do Fats Waller, and you do Thelonious Monk and Dizzy Gillespie, and you do Benny Golson, you do Whisper Not, and you do Pensativa, which is beautiful. So I mean, that came up, and it was like, oh, cool, Pensativa. So,
and
cool.
Here's another interesting fact about Claire Fisher, which is so interesting. I found an old Chaka Khan Rufus album. And he had done all the string arrangements, these amazing string arrangements for Chaka Khan and Rufus back in the 70s. It's brilliant stuff.
Here's the brilliant LaTanya Hall and Andy Milne.
someday when life calls for you to depart and see the world you never knew. Someday you'll have to stay away too long, and the two of us begin to go crazy, and then I must see you love every hour, every minute that we're apart. I'm longing for the day to hold you when you're not so far away, far away.
Tanya Hall singing and Andy Milne playing on WBGO, at WBGO. And thanks for bopping by.
Thank you
it's
for having
great.
Us.
Thanks for having us.
There's one other song on the album. It's the album called Say Yes, and it's a song they're celebrating. It just came out, and they'll be at Birdland in the theater downstairs on Thursday night and singing plenty of songs from this album. But I have to ask, I was actually going to say this is the oldest song, but I think Poor Butterfly is older than Softly as in a Morning Sunrise.
It
I think
is
that's
older.
From the 20s.
Yes, it is.
It's public domain.
Why this song? It's a song of Sigmund Romberg and Oscar Hammerstein from a Jeanette MacDonald and Nelson Eddy operetta. Mm-hmm. And yet John Coltrane and everybody in all of jazz keeps playing this song. Is it the changes or something are cool to play on? What? What is it about this song that jazz folks have enjoyed playing so
much? It's flexible.
Mm-hmm. Is that it?
It's a modal song, and it's melodically fun to sing. And it's also what I love about it from a lyrical perspective is that it's not just your typical love song. It's really quite dark. If you look at these lyrics, it's about the destruction of love and how it can really tear you apart if you let it. And so, you know, 90% of the tunes are about love. I miss my man and I'm so in love, you know, and this one is a little bit of a twist lyrically.
Okay. This is after all the lyricists of Poor Judd is Dave. So, but here it is on the new album from LaTanya Hall. Softly, as in a morning sunrise.
Softly, as in a morning sunrise, the light of love comes stealing into a newborn day. Flaming with all the glow of sunrise, a burning kiss is sealing a vow that I'll betray. For the passions that thrill love and take you high to heaven are the passions that kill love and let it fall to hell. So here's this.
LaTanya Hall and Andy Milne, John Hebert on the bass, Clarence Penn on the drums, new album, Say Yes, gig this week, Thursday night, Birdland. I'll be there.
Yay.
And I'll be wherever you sing because you're wonderful.
Thank you, Michael.
I don't know how many times. Well, I've sung with you. Actually.
That's true.
That's true. But thank you for coming by, both of you, and having a good time.
Our pleasure.
On WBGO.